I wanted to close the book with stories like the story of Carlos Perez, whose story opens the book. He's the young man who was a gang member who ended up becoming an artist. I know that one of the things affecting young people is the vicious circle in which their lack of options breeds a lack of hope, which becomes lethal. The need to celebrate the courage of young people who can overcome these obstacles is very important, not just to honor them, but to provide a roadmap of hope for others. But in Central America, I found that telling these stories could put people at risk, from former associates, from former enemies, from law enforcement as well. So instead of ending with those stories, I chose to end the book describing two workshops that I led in 2011, one for university students and the other for working class teenagers who were growing up in communities where gang violence is a major issue. On the last day of the program, after feasting on pizza with my workshop students, I shepherded them to a classroom at the Central American University for a public projection of their photographic and audiovisual work and a ceremonial presentation of certificates for their participation in the workshops. I strained to hear their words above the roar of a grumpy air conditioning unit. I watched their lively eyes and animated facial expressions as they described what the creative work they had done over the course of the workshop meant to them. This public presentation was the first time that the university students and teenagers from the barrios met each other. There were class differences between the groups, in addition to the age differences and educational divide. For that reason, among others, I was curious about how they would respond to one another. When I asked what was the most important lesson they had learned, Yancy, a self-confident university student, immediately spoke up. "We have to show the other side of the story. Photojournalism is important because it exposes what is wrong and makes society see injustice." As she spoke, I glanced over at the group of teenagers, and I could see Brian bristling a bit. "No one has to show us what is wrong," he countered. "We live with that injustice every day. What young people need are hope and freedom to create. That is what this workshop gave me. It gave me new eyes and a voice of my own." The barrio youth I taught during the workshop confronted a seemingly endless flow of prejudice and suspicion simply for being young. As Brian noted in the autobiography he produced for our website, "Just because I come from a barrio with a bad reputation doesn't mean that I share that bad reputation. Youth are not a plague. We can change our world." At the same time, the university students, who spoke so passionately about how journalism can change the world, had disclosed privately that they were working to secure grants or scholarships to study abroad upon completing their degrees. Only one of them was at the time conflicted about leaving. The rest expressed no doubts. They did not see their future in El Salvador. And that's perhaps the saddest part of this story, and the reason that I feel that it's still important for us to pay attention now. This is ongoing. We have an immigration debate in the United States. People keep coming. This is why they come. And the students perhaps can get visas because they're middle class and they can come here to study. But the working class kids, if they're trying to get out, the only way they have is to come illegally, the way that so many others have come before them. And so the book is important in terms of our understanding the motivations and the impact that this migration history between our countries has had, both here in the United States, but also in Central America.